This is The Working Business Plan, written by Owen Castellanos, read for you by Owen Castellanos. Introduction. The first business plan I wrote was 47 pages long. I spent 6 weeks on it. I had charts. I had a competitive analysis matrix. I had a 5-year revenue projection broken out by quarter. The document was, by every standard a business school professor would apply, a strong piece of work. I never used it. Not once, in the 3 years I ran that business, did I open the file. The plan sat on my hard drive while I made decisions on the fly, learned from mistakes the plan had supposedly anticipated, and built a business that bore only a passing resemblance to what the plan had described. I am not unusual in this. Most business plans get written once and never opened again. They are produced for one of three reasons: to satisfy a bank or investor who asked for one, to satisfy a course requirement, or to satisfy the founder's own anxiety that they should have one before they start. None of these reasons produce a document that gets used after it is written. This book is about a different kind of business plan, the kind you actually use. A working business plan is shorter than the kind taught in MBA programs. It is closer to a strategy document than a financial forecast. It is written for the founder's own use, not for an external audience. It contains the answers to the questions you will actually face in the first 2 years of running the business, in the order you will face them. In language you can read on a Tuesday morning when you are tired and need to decide what to do next. I have spent the last 11 years helping founders write working business plans. Some of them were starting their first business. Some had built and sold companies before and wanted a cleaner approach this time around. The pattern that emerged across hundreds of conversations is what fills this book. The plan I will teach you to write is not impressive. It will not win a business plan competition. It would not survive an MBA case study workshop. What it will do is fit on your desk during the day and inform decisions you actually make. That is the standard. If you have written business plans before and felt the gap between the document and the actual running of a business, this book is calibrated for you. If you are starting your first business and want to skip the 47-page version, this is your shortcut. If you have a business that is running but feels like it is being run by reaction rather than by plan, this is your repair manual. The book has 17 chapters. Each one covers a specific section of the plan or a specific use case for the document. The chapters are short by design. Most can be read in 20 minutes, and each ends with a small writing exercise that gets you a step further along your own plan. By the time you finish the book, you will have drafted a working business plan for your business. A note on the format: I am going to use specific dollar amounts, specific timelines, and specific examples throughout. The numbers will not match your business. The examples will not be your industry. The point of the specificity is to show you what specificity looks like in this kind of document. Adapt the numbers and the examples. The structure transfers. One more thing. The book assumes you have a business or a business idea you are committed to. It does not teach you how to pick an idea, validate a market, or decide whether to start. Those are different books. This one starts on the day you have decided to start and are sitting down to write the document that will guide the first 18 months. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Why most business plans don't work. The standard business plan is a document written to convince. It exists to persuade a reader, a banker, an investor, a competition judge, a partner, that the business deserves something. Funding. Approval. Permission. The structure of the document, the language used in it, and the audience it imagines are all shaped by this persuasive purpose. A working business plan is different. It is not a document written to convince. It is a document written to remember and to decide. It exists so that you, the founder, do not have to rebuild your understanding of the business every time you need to make a choice. It is a thinking tool, not a sales tool. The distinction matters because most of the advice you have read about business plans is calibrated for the persuasive kind. The format, the length, the financial detail, the sections that must be included, all of it descends from the assumption that someone is reading the document who needs to be sold on the business. When you remove that assumption, the document changes shape. A plan written for yourself is allowed to be honest in ways a persuasive plan is not. You can write down the things you do not know. You can name the risks that scare you. You can describe customer behavior you have observed instead of customer behavior you have projected. The honesty makes the